Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 138 for Tuesday, November 10th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market dropped sharply on Tuesday as a bearish USDA report pushed canola below its recent range. Canola values were anywhere from $7.20 to $9.60 weaker, with the most active January contract coming in at $468.20 per ton. Canola followed the U.S. soy complex lower after the USDA pegged U.S. production and inventory of soybeans at a much higher level than analysts had been expecting. This triggered additional selling after canola broke below key support levels on the charts. Traders were hesitant at first to push things too far one way or the other. With the Remembrance Day holiday on Wednesday, U.S. markets will remain open while Canadian ones are closed. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were stronger, while Chinese buying continues to underpin the market. Weather problems in South America are also hampering development of some soybean crops in places like Brazil, and that was bullish for canola. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 10 to 12 cents, with the January contract down 11 cents at $8.55 a bushel. The USDA pegged soybean production at 3.98 billion bushels, with yields of 48 bushels an acre. This was slightly above the trade guesses coming into the report. Many market watchers had thought production would be up, but the USDA report exceeded their estimates. This pushed down soybeans, soy meal, and soy oil. Meantime, the U.S. dollar hit a fresh six-month high against the euro, which also did not help U.S. exporters. Chicago corn was down 8 to 9 cents, with a December contract coming in at $3.57 a bushel. The USDA pegged corn output at 13.66 billion bushels, with yields of 169 bushels an acre. Both numbers exceeded guesses by analysts coming into the report. Chicago wheat was also 10 to 11 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $4.90 a bushel. The market was under fire to begin with, as the U.S. dollar makes all domestic grains uncompetitive on the world market. The USDA pegged domestic inventories of wheat at 911 million bushels. That is 50 million bushels higher than the previous estimate. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.